Hi, Denise.
May I ask who's calling?
Hi, my name is Jade, and I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. This is on a
Okay.
recorded line. I just wanted to follow up and see how you're doing with this.
I'm fine.
It's good. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Now they keep telling me that I don't qualify.
I'm sorry. Did they tell you why or what the issue was? Or why you weren't able to?
I didn't take it the medicine long enough.
Okay. So are the attorneys we work with only require about 4 injections? Do you think you had at least 4 injections within 1 year?
Don't remember how many I had. It wasn't a whole lot, but
And then do
I
you know
gave
what?
up. Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry, go on.
I gave up because they kept telling me I didn't qualify.
Okay, and I just want to see if maybe we can qualify you with our attorney group. Do you know if you were on it for 1 year, 2 years? Just to the best of your knowledge.
Probably about, I think I had like two or three shots.
And so just to see, after using the shots or after being given the shots, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Right now, I have a tumor on my skull, and I get migraines, and they're called ice pick headaches. It's like someone sticking an ice pick in your temple.
So, just to confirm, do you know what type of tumor it was? Was it a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you were diagnosed with a meningioma any time after using Depo-Provera, we could definitely file a claim for you. I just have to confirm, do you think you had at least 4 shots prior to being diagnosed? At least 4 shots within a year?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay, I'll make this quick. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and this is just to confirm. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I haven't even seen anybody. I have talked to a few of them on the phone, and they just said I didn't qualify.
And again, thank you for confirming. That's just basically asking if you've signed anything with anyone else, but you aren't currently being represented, correct?
No, I'm not.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Perfect. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for just at least 1 year?
I didn't take it for a year.
Did you have 4 shots?
I don't think so.
You think it was less than 4 shots?
Yes.
As long as you remember it being like 4 shots within 1 year, we could do that. Are you sure you never took it? I know it's like hard to ask. Was it a while ago? Do you know how long ago this was?
It was back in the early 90s.
Was it after 1992?
Yeah, I think it was in 93.
And so was it from 93 to 94?
No.
When was it
I
from?
had a hysterectomy that September.
This September?
September of 93.
Okay. And so you stopped taking it before the end of 90? Was it from 92 to 93? And
No.
that could still qualify you. So then, what were the dates that you were using it?
The what?
What were the dates that you were using the product? Or like, did you start in 90?
I don't know because I've since had a stroke, and I can't remember a lot of stuff.
I see. I just and again, thank you for speaking with me about this at all. Just to see if we could maybe find some compensation for what you've lost after using the products. Is there any way we can confirm if you used it for a minimum of 4? It's just to the best of your knowledge. We just have to confirm with you that maybe that you used it for 4 shots or a minimum of 1 year. If you used it from 92 to 93, that would work. If you started in the beginning and then you had 4 shots throughout, and then the hysterectomy happened, you said. If that was the case, that still qualifies. Or if it was from, yeah. When do you think this took place? Probably like
three shots enough.
I think it no. So it would have to be 4. And they usually have you on for like 3 or a few cycles. It's the minimum is usually 4 or 4 shots. So I think if they put you on, they would, unless you had, did you have like a side effect and they took you off early?
No, they did a hysterectomy.
Okay, but they, sorry?
I was hemorrhaging.
I see. And so, I mean, again, so was it, was it a minimum of 4 shots? So they kept you on for the full cycle?
I guess.
So it would have been at least 4 shots if it was the full cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was, and they'd keep you on for like at least, would you say it was for at least a year?
Sure.
And this is just, I mean, again, this is just to the best of your knowledge. To the best of your knowledge, how many years, or do you think you used it for a minimum of 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had at least 4 shots within that year?
Sure.
Do you think that was a yes?
Yes.
Okay.
So how much is the stuff tag?
Sorry? Sorry?
How much does this pay?
That's a good question. I wouldn't be able to give you an exact number. This is something that you can look up online, though, and when you meet our attorney group, you can ask them for like an estimated settlement amount.
Mm-hmm.
I do know Depo. It is really early on in the litigation process for Depo Provera, so I don't know how many settlements they've seen yet, but when you meet with the attorney group, they'd definitely be able to give you more information on that.
Okay.
And then, so were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the what?
Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And again, thank you for confirming. Do you know what the date of your diagnosis was?
They diagnosed me within the last 2 years.
Within the last 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
So 2022?
Yeah, that's when I had my stroke.
I'm very, very sorry.
I'm still not walking by myself. I still have to have a cane or a walker.
I'm so sorry. And the stroke took place in
2022. Mm-hmm.
July 8th. Okay. And then I'll put that in the medical history. Just to the best of your knowledge, do you know when the meningioma diagnosis was?
I'm not really sure. I had so many scans and stuff, I can't even remember. My insurance company paid out over $100,000 that year.
Oh my gosh. What, to the best of your knowledge, what year was that?
2022.
Okay. That, and do you remember what month it took, what month it happened?
July.
July of 2022 was when the meningioma took place. And then, okay, perfect. So date of diagnosis, I have July of 2022. And then what is your date of birth?
1/10/61.
1961. And if I may ask, do you know if anyone else in your family was ever injured by Depo Provera? That like a mother, daughter, sister, grandmother, anyone else that was also given Depo that had a similar experience as you?
No.
Okay, no worries. Thank you for confirming. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Do what?
So this is, did you consume Depo or the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
I use Depo Provera.
Okay. Thank you for confirming. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No.
You did not use it for a minimum of 1 year?
I did use it
Okay.
for a minute one year.
It would not a loved one though, just you.
It was.
So did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? And then these next questions are going to be, oh, that was a yes, correct? Okay, sorry about that. If it kind of broke up on my end. These next questions are going to be pretty simple. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 to the pre through to the present date?
Yes.
And then what year did you start using it and what year did you stop?
I think it was 93.
Got you. Started in 93 and then stopped in 93? Or stopped in 92? Started in 93 and stopped in 94? So, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it?
I can't remember, but I know that I had started hemorrhaging and stuff.
Okay. And what year did that, when did that kind of start taking place?
The summer of 93.
Summer of 93. I see. Was that when you were first given, so when were you first given Depo Provera, do you remember? Like from 92 to 93 or from 93 to 94?
92 to 93.
Okay, gotcha. 1992. Stopped in 1993. And the main diagnosis was a meningioma.
I wasn't diagnosed with that until after I had a stroke.
See. And the stroke was in, you're saying, and again, thank you for speaking with me about this. I know it's very hard for you to go through still, but you're saying the stroke took place in around July of 2022, correct?
Yes.
And then the date of, so the diagnosis of meningioma I have is also in July of 2022. Was that around correct? And then so you were diagnosed with meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Again, thank you for, I'm very, very sorry about this. Thank you for speaking with me about this. Can
You're
you
welcome.
confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then can I just have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and your last name?
Denise, middle initial IHALE.
Denise I. Hale. And then I have Denise, middle initials I, last name is Hale, Hale.
Yes.
And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social?
I don't give my social security number over the phone to anybody.
Okay. We could, do you have the last four? And then when the attorneys reach out to you, you can provide the rest to them.
Okay.
Okay.
5277.
No worries. And then I'll add in the notes that the attorneys will get the rest later. But I have 5277 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then primary email I have is DeeHale1961@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then main phone number, the same number that we're speaking on, is 314-504-8126.
Yes.
Okay. And is that a mobile, home phone, both?
Mobile.
Okay, perfect. And we're almost done here. I just have to get a little bit more information. Can I have your home address?
8352 Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R Avenue, St. Louis, 63132.
Perfect. I'm just going to read this back to you. 8352 Archer Avenue, St. Louis County, Missouri, 63132.
Yes.
Okay. And then this last part, we're just going to go over the doctor's information. So where you were treated at, where you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
It was done by a nurse.
Okay. And then... Or medical staff. Wait, so was it is the Depo-Provera was given by a nurse?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you remember how many times were you given the product? Around, you said around four times?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you remember the name of the doctor or medical staff that gave you Depo-Provera?
Dr. Ritter.
Do you remember which hospital he was at or they were at?
Deaconess.
And then how did you spell that? I'm sorry.
Spell what?
The name of the hospital that you were given Depo-Provera at.
I don't remember.
No worries. Deaconess, you said? Deaconess Hospital?
Deaconess.
Deaconess. D-E-E. Deaconess Hospital. Was that in Missouri?
It was in St. Louis.
Deaconess Hospital, St. Louis, Missouri?
They changed the name to Bars Park.
Oh, Bars Park.
Mm-hmm.
Bars Park Hospital. Missouri Baptist Medical Center on 3015 North Ballas Road?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me keep looking. Just one second. Bars Park, is that B-A-R-S-P-A-R-K?
Yes.
Bars Park in St. Louis?
Yes. The hospital is currently closed.
Got you.
They were ran under tenant.
Do you remember what street it was on?
Bars Park.
Is it currently Mercy Hospital?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And it's not New Ballas, correct?
Nope.
So I'm finding Barnes and Jewish Hospital.
Huh?
Barnes Jewish Hospital place.
No, that's Barnes Hospital.
Okay. That's a different one. All right, I'm not finding yeah, whenever I look up this one, Barnes comes up immediately, but that's, you're saying that's something different, correct?
Right. It's down by the zoo.
And it was on Bars Park Road. Okay. That one's not coming up, but I'm gonna do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
No, I don't.
You remember the hospital that he diagnosed you at?
Oh, Mercy Hospital.
In St. Louis.
Yes.
And that was on New Ballas Road. Okay. So that's 615 South New Ballas Road, St. Louis, Missouri 63141.
Sure.
You're not familiar with the full address.
No, I just know where it's at.
Okay, got you. Does that sound correct though?
Sure.
New Ballas?
Yes.
And you don't know the name of the doctor that treated you? Or just the name of the doctor, first or last name that diagnosed you? I can look it up online.
I don't remember his name.
Do
I
you
was
remember?
going through so many tests that I can't remember a lot of stuff.
See. And again, that no worries at all. Do you remember what the method of diagnosis for the meningioma was? Was it CT scan, MRI, both?
Both.
CT and MRI, got you. And then for, were you ever given, was there ever like a pharmaceutical? Were you ever sent to like a pharmacy for medication or like pain medication or anything like that?
What do you mean?
Like after the meningioma to treat it or to help with like treatment, were you ever sent to like a pharmacy or like a pharmaceutical for like
No,
medication? Okay,
they said they're gonna watch it.
no worries. And then just one second. And then just one second, so sorry. And then for treating doctor, do you know the name of the doctor that was treating you?
No.
Do you remember any names of any doctors that had or that were treating you or helping you out throughout this?
I had a neurologist named Dr. Lee.
Dr. Lee, I'll just look that up really quick.
Philip Lee.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Found that right now. Dr. K. Philip Lee, MD, neurologist. I'll put that down. And again, when the attorneys reach out to your hospitals, they'll be able to pull all this information, so they won't be stressing you out about this at all. This is just, to the best of your knowledge, everything you know for us already that we can put on file. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. And so there was no pharmaceutical, correct?
No.
Okay, just one second. I'm just gonna paste this information in. Just give me 2 seconds and then we'll move on. And then for treating doctor, can we, is there any doctor that we can put down? Or it's okay if not, but if you remember any other doctors that were helping you out or treating you, or even afterwards that were giving you like checkups or anything like that.
I have a heart doctor, but I can't remember his name.
No worries. I have, so for the information I do have right now, I have Dr. K. Philip Lee for diagnosing. He diagnosed you at Mercy Hospital, St. Louis. Address I found online was 615 South Nubalis Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 631-6341. And the phone number I found online was 314-251-6000. And do you know what type of treatment you received for your meningioma? Was it like chemotherapy, immunotherapy?
No, they said they was just gonna watch it.
Wait and watch?
No.
Was it called wait and watch?
Wait, what?
Oh, actually, never mind. I'm sorry. I'll just put no treatment. Doctor said to
My heart doctor's name is Dr. Godowski.
Dr. Gadowski. Okay. Did he treat you at all for the meningioma?
No.
Okay, I can still put his name though, just because that is someone you frequently see. If I may ask, do you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Perfect. And then, so for the treating doctor for the meningioma, I'm just gonna put Dr. Philip Lee. Is that okay?
That's fine.
And the attorneys will pull the records, and if there's anyone else, they can use that. And if anything else comes up on your end, if you remember anyone else, just let them know later on. But
Okay.
for now, the diagnosing and treating doctor is Dr. Philip Lee out of 615 Nubalis Road, Mercy Hospital, St. Louis. And then, were you hospitalized for your meningioma at all?
Do what?
Were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
I was in the hospital off and on for like a year. I've had many of the many strokes, had several.
Many strokes off and on for about a year. And then you said you had many, or so was that from 2022 to 2023? Or was it, that was after July, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put 2000. And then is there any other medical notes that we can put down from your doctors or that you would like the attorneys to know?
Don't think so right now.
And if I may ask, do you have a copy of your medical records for yourself?
No, I don't.
Worries. Would you be able to call your doctors and potentially get a hold of them? Or just confirm that they have them?
My son can probably pull that stuff up on his computer.
Yeah, it's usually just like a my chart, or you could call the doctor and they'll just tell you. If the attorneys ask, could you provide these records by mail or electronically? If it came to that, they're gonna reach out to them first, but if they needed you to at least reach out or call the doctor, could you provide these by mail or electronically?
I can hear my son to send them to me.
Okay. So we'll send them. So I'll just do both. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. We only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Do what?
So for your emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They live with me.
Okay. And then could I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Daniel is my son. He's my caretaker. His number is 314-412-7912.
Sorry, 314-712. What was the rest? I'm so sorry.
What did you say?
I have 314-712. What was the rest? I'm sorry.
314-412-7912.
Sorry about that. 314-412-7912, and you guys live together, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have it, that's totally okay. Do you have his email address? It's okay if you don't.
You just read it off.
Oh, his email? Email address?
Mm-hmm.
His email address? Oh, yes,
I'm
sorry.
I don't know it.
That's okay. I'll just put yours. Is that okay?
That's fine.
And then if the attorneys reach out, just, or if the attorneys ask, just if you could provide it later. But I don't know if they will. They probably won't. It's just emergency contact. As long as we have his phone number, it's okay. But
okay.
I'm just going to put your email up right now. I'm going to double check everything, and then I'm going to send over our documents. And then just let me know as soon as you have gotten them. Just one second. The home address I put down is 8352 Archer Avenue.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then your main email is DEEHALE1961?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Denise I. Hale.
Mm-hmm.
And the date of birth is 1/01/10/1961.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten them, and then we can walk through them together. They're going to come through either text message or email. Just access them on whichever one's easier for you.
I didn't understand.
So I did just send over the documents. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, okay? They should have came through to either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten them, whichever one's easier for you to access. And then were we able to see those documents?
Are you Jaden?
Yes. Jaden from Massport Strategies. And then, so as soon as you do click on the link, it's gonna take you to a link that's gonna ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue or next, whichever one pops up. And then, after you click that, it'll take you to the actual documents themselves. It's gonna say Depo Provera Litigation on the top left, and then it's gonna have our attorney names and all that.
Okay, you said DocuSign.
Yes, just let me know as soon as you are there. It's going to say Ben Martin Law Group on the top left. And then as soon as you do get on, there's going to be a yellow start button. Just click on that.
There's a yellow line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just click the yellow. It might say next or start or begin. And then there, it's going to have you adopt a few signatures. As you're going through that, make sure all information on there is accurate to you. If anything is misspelled, like addresses, names, date of birth, if anything is misspelled, just let me know and I can resend the documents immediately.
Okay.
But yeah, as you're going through, just double check. If anything is misspelled, let me know. And then it's going to have you adopt a few signatures. They don't have to be the most legible, but... And then just let me know where you're at or if you have any questions. And then was everything on there correct, or did you have any questions or anything?
Can barely see this stuff.
I'm sorry. If there's a zoom button or anything like that, just try to, or with two fingers, try to like zoom in on whichever button, or just read off the page number and I can read off anything that if you need me to. Or are you on the signing part?
Whose telephone number is this?
Which one?
Oh, 524 or 314. Oh, it's mine. I'm sorry.
Oh no. No worries. I was like, I think 314 is your area code. I have yours and your son's on there. So just if either of them are incorrect, just let me know. I can resend it. But yeah. Sorry.
Okay, what do I do after I sign in the box?
Click next or continue on the bottom after you get the first one in. Click continue. It might adopt it for the rest of them too, but just click continue on the bottom right or left or top. It'll be like a yellow, bright yellow.
Okay. Okay, I'm on a page that says please review and act on these documents.
Okay.
Please sign.
Okay, yeah, quick sign. And then right there, what's it having you do?
Continue.
Perfect, yeah. And then where is it, or do you know what it's having you do right now?
Call my name on.
Sorry?
It's telling me to draw my name.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Just to the best of your ability. It doesn't have to be super legible, but if you want to
Oh,
do any.
believe me, it's not super legible.
Oh. A lot of people have a like a tr unless they have like a stylus pen, they have trouble with their finger going on it. I hate signing with my finger on my phone. But like some people have stylus, like those like touch pens, or I don't know.
I had that with my last one.
Oh, they're pretty nice. My dad has it for his iPad. If it's really hard for you to write though, you can just initial with your first and last name, like the DAH. But just to the best of your ability.
It says I'm done signing.
Okay, perfect. I'm just gonna double check and make sure everything on here's went through. Denise I. Hale, 8352 Archer Avenue, St. Louis. DEE Hale 1961 at Gmail. And then 314-504-8126. Okay, perfect. So this the attorneys will receive this in around 24 to 48 hours. It is Monday, so they could call you today. But as soon as they do receive the documents, they're going to do an introduction call with you, and then from there they're going to begin your case. But when you meet them, if you have any questions, just ask them then. I'm going to send you a text with my personal number. It's going to have my name, my office hours, and my email address. So if
Okay.
you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always reach out to me, okay?
So are you a paralegal?
No, so I'm an intake specialist. The attorneys we
Okay.
work with, if you have any questions about the claim and like how, like you're asking earlier, how long it would take or how, like how much the payouts are, if you have any questions about that, it's perfect for them, obviously.
Well, I want to know how rich I can be. I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick of these people.
That's funny.
And they're sitting there saying women are getting rich. You're not getting rich. You're in pain.
I know.
So that's not,
Yeah.
anything that's, you know what I mean?
No, I understand. I mean, it's rich off pain. I mean, it's kind of a bad position to be in. But also I mean, I'm glad that there are people in the position to help someone that was affected like that, and that there are people sticking up for those that use the products and that were affected afterwards, But still, yeah, it's a really bad spot. It's really hard to go through being diagnosed with a type of meningioma and all the other side effects you had as well.
Shit, every time I look around, there's a ad talking about how women are getting rich. If even $500,000 is not rich, and it's, I mean, it's good money. But it's not like you, it's gonna do anything medically for you that would cure you.
No, it's still something you have to go through. And again, I'm very, very sorry about all this, ma'am. And thank you for speaking with me about this, and thank you for being strong throughout this process. Yeah, I'm very, very sorry. If you know anyone else that was affected in any way, you can always reach out to us. Or if you, if you know anyone else in your family that was affected, we could try to assist them as well. But still, I'm very, very sorry about what you had to go through with this. And I hope that whatever this lawsuit does bring can bring you some type of closure or some, compensation or help you out with what was lost.
I want to buy a house.
Really? In Missouri, or would you move somewhere else?
No, here in Missouri.
That's nice.
I live with my son, and we live in a very small house.
Oh, I mean, still, that's nice though. You're with family. That's the best part. You would buy it in Missouri though? You would move somewhere out in Missouri?
Yeah.
Nice. If well, I mean, well, we'll keep in touch. As soon as it does settle, just let me know how much what happens, and let me know how that house looks, we'll keep in touch. I sent you a text for my personal number, so if you do have questions, between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always just let us know, okay?
All right.
And then if you have any updates or you want me to connect you with them throughout this case too, just let me know. You have my personal. You are you I t I sent you a text for my personal number.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you for speaking with me about this. And again, yeah, just reach out to me if you have any questions.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome.